Dragon's Bear Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Guesting today, Charles Arbuckle coming out of break number one. Buck will be with us top of hour two. Gator Dave, and about what 20 minutes in hour three, Griff will check in. That's Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation. That is the agenda. That's the layout. That's the guesting on this Tuesday edition from the Strike and Spare Studios, the Wilco kiosk location. If you want to dial us up, the F&M Bank line is always there for you. 615-844-5600. I was looking, and Tuesdays is usually, other than when Brad's with us, yes, other than when Brad checks in on Fridays, is the main day that I look at the numbers. I really haven't even looked at them yet until right now. The spreads here for week 8 coming up. Notre Dame, Southern Cal. Yeah, the Trojans coming to South Bend. Irish minus 6.5. That's a Saturday night game. Yeah, that game Saturday night. A&M, Jimbo hosting Baby Beamer. And Jimbo's favored by about 20.5. Buckeyes go to IU, and IU's getting 19.5 in Bloomington. Georgia Tech, Virginia, Wahoos at home minus 6.5. NC State, Miami, and Manny Diaz plus 2.5. Alabama and the Vols. That game used to be a thing, and Alabama is favored by 20.5. You know what's interesting, and I've talked to you about this in the past, if you go to the history books and you sift through, the Tennessee-Alabama series was dead even around 1970. Now, again, these are just numbers. You can twist them any way you want, but relatively dead even as of about 50 years ago. That's a little bit of time, right? From that moment forward, from the moment Tennessee hired Bill Battle, as Doug Dickey was leaving to go back home to the University of Florida, Alabama has dominated the last 50 years. Absolutely dominated it. And Alabama at home against the Vols favored by 24.5. It's fun to just go back and look at that stuff. When did things turn? How did things turn? Baird been there as of 1970. Baird been at Alabama as the head coach, what, about 12, 13 years? First year was around 57, 58, right? For the Bear. When Mama called him from A&M to go back home, Mississippi State comes to the 615. Mike Leach comes here to take on Vanderbilt. and Vanderbilt's getting 20.5 points at home. Boston College and Louisville, BC getting 6.5 on the road. Let me see if there's any other. Oh, look at this. Clemson is a 3.5 point underdog at Pittsburgh. What in the bleep is going on? That one might require profanity. Of course, we don't do that, but it would be appropriate here, right? Now, Pittsburgh's a pretty good team this year. I'm not trying to be mean here to Pittsburgh, but that tells you what has happened to Clemson this year. Clemson does not come with all the prepackaged chalk that we're used to in 2021, right? Yeah, they are an underdog at Pittsburgh. Oregon and UCLA. And UCLA's favored at home by 2.5. LSU. That's right. Coach O's going to finish out the season. They owe him $18.5 million, in case you're wondering. Baby Kiff's favored by 9.5 at home. He keeps saying that Matt Corral may be a no-go. He carried the ball. Now, this is the quarterback for Ole Miss, and he's having an incredible year. Matt Corral carried the ball 30 times in the Tennessee game. Rushed for almost 200 yards. You got to remember, this kid is a passing quarterback. He can also run it, but he's got a very gifted arm. He's got a very talented arm. And he's so beat up, it's not one thing in particular as far as I know. He's so beat up, Baby Kiff is saying he's not sure he can go. Baby Kiff's got to be playing with the media there. I will not believe that. Yeah, I don't believe that. BYU Washington State. Washington State just fired their coach because he didn't want to get the jab. That's true. Oh, and by the way, just everybody's got their opinion on this one. I totally disagree with that. BYU is favored at Washington State by 3.5. Where else do we have? Colorado, California. Cal's favored by 8.5. Let me go fast here. See if there's anything else. Oh, here's a very interesting game. Oklahoma State at Iowa State. The Pokes, the Mullet, they are undefeated. Just came back double digits down, beat Texas. They are an underdog at Iowa State. They're getting 6.5. Wisconsin, Purdue, and Wisconsin's favored at Purdue by 3.5. Is there any other? Cincinnati goes to Navy. Navy's not been very good last few years. Navy's getting 27.5. Tell you what, Cincinnati, you've got to watch them. That is a very good football team. I know that's not an original thought. That is a darn good football team. Oklahoma's got to go to Kansas with Caleb Williams, favored by 38.5. Penn State, Illinois, Nits, minus 23.5. Michigan, Northwestern, Michigan, minus 23.5. I'm about ready to stop this. Anything else? MTSU, minus 15.5, goes to Storrs, Connecticut. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Let's shut her down from there. Enough of the numbers. I just wanted to go through, though. Yeah, I just wanted to go through and see what's up. RW, Rock Westfall, Bill, and he's up in Wisconsin. Is it true that Florida is trying to reduce the buyout of Grantham from the current unlimited lifetime meal card to the Waffle House to a few million dollars instead? Nice. Why the vitriol this morning on Todd Grantham? Yeah, why? What's up with that? Yeah, Coach O, interesting, and we spent a lot of time on it. Good to have Chris Landry. We created an exception yesterday. We had on Chris Landry to talk about Coach O, and, let me see if I can find this. I knew I wanted to pull this up. Let's see. Yes, 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 yes. They're going to pay him off. They owe him $18.5 million, and it's going to be in 18 installments. From the first installment, which is December of this year, which is $5.6 million, all the way through December of 2025. And I won't go through all of them, but after this original big chunk of $5.68 million, which again is coming up here just a couple of months from now in December, it's payments of $667, $1 million, $750, $1 million, $750, $750, and pretty much $750-ish the rest of the way. 18 payments for Coach O. Coach O said in his press conference that he does not plan on coaching next year. Now, he said, look, you never know. Things may change. Maybe in a month or two I feel different. But he said, I've been coaching for 37 years. And he did say something like, I've got enough money where I can have a double cheeseburger. So my plan right now is to not coach next year. He did address that. I went back yesterday and I watched not all of the press conference, but most of it. And that question did come up. They asked him if he regretted anything. He said no. He said, if I had any means to fix this, I would have fixed it. If I knew how to fix this, I would have fixed it. We wouldn't be sitting here in this situation anymore. Chad up in D.C., who was living in the United Arab Emirates. Bill, is this List Radio? Yeah, when you go over the spreads, it's got to be List Radio. Nokep up in Chicago. Bill, the Cougs also fired four assistant coaches. Just ridiculous. John down in Alabama. Bill, what about the rumor that Woodward is talking to Dabo? Well, there's a report out, and it's Bruce Feldman, I believe, who says that Scott Woodward's going to swing for the fences, and he's going to try and talk to Dabo Sweeney. He's going to, obviously, he knows Jimbo. There's going to be some conversation there. I don't think Jimbo leaves what he's got. I don't see that happening, but. If you're Woodward, why not? Why not telepathically try and get hold of Bear Bryant? I mean, if you can do it, do it. It's LSU. It's one of the sexy gigs that you can possibly get. That music means we got to get the first break here. Just getting started. Busted about an eighth of a grade on this Tuesday edition. Charles Arbuckle, when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A little bit of fog. Give yourself extra time. There's a stalled vehicle 65 northbound near 840 there in Williamson County. It's got traffic a little bit slower than normal. All that traffic flow coming up out of Murray County through Williamson County with some fog out here. Give yourself extra time. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. You still got time. Check it out. Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
R&M Printing reminds everyone to please drive safely, sensibly, and defensively this summer season, especially around our parks and crosswalks. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's an accident, but when a car hits a child, that's a tragedy. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs. From company logos to hoodies to t-shirts and more, call R&M Printing today at 615-453-5770 or visit them online at rmprinting.com. If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
Buckle talks college football with us every Tuesday, each week of the year. And Buck, week 7, what stood out to you?
I know where to go find some mustard if I need it.
Oh,
feel. And look, I'm not gonna make light of that. I think, you know, you can be upset, you can do that, but you gotta have a little bit more respect for the field and for your own players and your own folks. I mean, they had a chance to win that game. I know we'll get into that, and I'm sure you probably talked about it ad nauseum the last couple of days. You know, it's just Bama, you know, coming back to play the way they did. This Ed Orgeron deal is interesting because, I got a chance to call their game after watching them against UCLA. It seems like it was more off-the-field stuff, and the on-the-field stuff helped exacerbate it. It's a lot of different things that football-related, but also all the stuff that's kind of happened off the field as well.
Speaking of that mustard container, Buck, I like to think I've thought of everything, right? I know I haven't, but I at least like to think I have. I didn't know you put your booze in a mustard container and just spray it in your mouth during a game. I didn't know that was a thing.
I had no idea. I mean, you know, when you think about things and you say, okay, how am I going to do this? Yeah, you usually come up with some pretty inventive things. But that was one that I'm with you, Bill. I'm like, okay, I got a new understanding. It's not that I'm gonna ever do that, but now that I know that's how they roll or that's how that person rolls, then you start laughing and just shake your head.
Also,
too many mustard squeezes, right?
Oh, here's another angle, Buck. At what point, as you're preparing to go to a game, do you decide, I think I'm gonna put a golf ball in my pocket?
Well, you know, golf balls, I I come from the era where there used to be batteries being thrown your way.
Yeah, that's true.
On the field. So I don't get it, but I kind of like, okay, maybe here's my only thought when I saw that. Hey, they had just got done playing. You know, you put tees or golf balls in your shorts and right. whatever, then they just go straight to the stadium. That was what I tried to give the benefit of the doubt. But Lane even looks like, okay, a golf ball, really? Yeah, that was – hey, look, and I know it happens at other places, and that's what people are trying to say, but that doesn't justify it. And when your team has a chance and you are out there going – disturbing their rhythm and potential to make a play, that's what didn't make sense to me with that whole deal the other day.
Matt Corral, we were just talking about this. Lane Kiffin, and I think he's playing with the media here, but he is suggesting Matt Corral is so beat up from 30 carries now. He carried it 30 times for almost 200 yards in that game that he might be a no-go coming up for this LSU game.
I'm not buying it until I see it. I'm not buying it.
Right.
I'm not buying that. You know, maybe he's trying to play that role. You know how Lane is, man. Heck, you never know with him. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that one at all.
Charles Arbuckle with us and Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast bringing this up. We go into the year with Georgia, and obviously we're talking Eric Gilbert. We're talking Darnell Washington. Buck, neither one of those guys is as good as Brock Bowers. Matter of fact, I haven't seen a tight end, and this kid's a true freshman out of what, Napa, California. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm missing it. I haven't seen a tight end in college football better than that kid.
Well, and maybe that's why Eric, you know, my guy left, because he knew he wasn't going to get on the field. And, you know, and the big thing with that, it just goes to show you where your quarterback is going to look and where he's going to be comfortable, right, Bill? Generally, a tight end's best friend. I mean, a quarterback is a tight end. Tight end is a quarterback's best friend. I mean, it is. I know from my experience in playing the position, but I also know in just talking to different quarterbacks, when they get in duress and they need to know where to go, they're going to look for the tight end. And I think, you know, we have to start looking at that and say, whoever can play Georgia, whoever can do that in that position is going to put themselves in the best possible light, especially with a guy that, you know, and I'm not saying this disparagingly, but he reminds you of the kid that was in that movie on the program, Joe Kane, undersized, you know, and I'm not saying his story is the same. Stetson Bennett seems like a great kid.
Right.
But his stature and the way he runs around reminds me of the program, Joe Kane, and a guy that was supposedly a Heisman Trophy candidate at 5'8", 5'9". Stetson Bennett is just really making plays, and it's going to be hard for JT Daniel, whenever he gets healthy, if he gets healthy, to come back and take that position, because of guys like Brock Bowers who are playing well. You know, and just when you look at the defense, I say this every week, I feel like I'm looking at 13, 14 players just coming at you, whether it's Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and it's really in that interior. Devontae Wyatt, I mean, they got guys that just get after you on the defensive side, and then offensively, you know, Zamir White, Cook, you know, it's just a healthy dose of the running game that's going to come at you with the tight end, Brock Bowers, who can also catch the ball. And you know, they're making enough plays on the outside. They're going to have to do a better job. I don't think they can continue to do that. They're going to have some kind of passing game. But their defense just does such a great job with field position and flipping the field that they make it so much easier for their offense right now. And until they're really pressed, I agree with you. I think this team has just really found a way to believe in themselves, and each and every week, no matter what was said before the season, they're playing at a high, high level, and you better be able to match it when you play them.
Charles Arbuckle with us. Will in Northwest Arkansas is a big Boomer Sooner fan. He says, ask Buck his thoughts on the play of quarterback freshman Caleb Williams for OU.
Yeah, I think what they call him, Superman. And yeah. I'll say this about Caleb Williams. My first thought is always, how is he going to play now that he has, you know, he has some tape on him, right? How is he going to come, and how is he going to play that next week? And, Bill, I really thought he played very well. And I think the big thing is he's going to have a bump in the road. But it looks like this offense now looks totally different with him. It gives him the element of the run game that they didn't have with Spencer Rattler. Not that he couldn't run, he just wasn't the same Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray kind of guy that could just get out there and get in the open space. And the thing with Caleb Williams is he's always looking to throw the ball. But, man, when you get him out in space, he's a 4-5, looks like a 4-5, 4-4 guy. If he's not that fast, he really he plays that fast. And you can see his receivers, whether it's Mims or Hazelwood or those guys on the outside, they stay alive for him and they go and make plays. The one thing with Oklahoma's, you know, offense is that they don't have a true tight end this year. Jeremiah Hall is kind of their H-back guy. That's the one thing with their offense that kind of surprises me, because they always have a really good tight end. I think Jeremiah is kind of substituting as that, I think, Braden Willis. But they don't have a true tight end. They've just got some big receivers. And I know they got Jeremiah Hall listed as 6'2", 248. And what I like about him is the versatility. So I think what this offense has done is Lincoln Riley has said, okay, this is how we're going to kind of line up. These are some of the things that we're going to do. And they've done a really nice job of that explosiveness that they didn't have early in the year and making sure that guys can make plays. And I think a lot of it is because you got a young quarterback in Caleb Williams. But those folks, especially the offensive line, looks like, hey, if we just hold people for a little bit, this guy can just fly by us and make some plays. So I think their offense has figured it out. They still need to get better on defense. They're still giving up way too many points, way too many yards. For my liking, but I think now that they have an offense that is explosive, that might help them get better on the defensive side.
Remarking earlier about this too, Clemson, Buck, is a 3.5-point underdog at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And I think part of it is because of Pitt's ability to score the ball,
right,
and Clemson's inability to do that. There's a few things that have happened at Clemson. You know, you lose those you lose Trevor Lawrence. We know that ATN is gone. So right away, the productivity of 60-70% is like gone. You have receivers that are inexperienced and really not developed. And I think Amari Rodgers has probably missed more than we thought. The offensive line at Clemson has just not been good, and that's been a few years in the making. Trevor Lawrence, I think, protected them and hid that. And what's the problem is, you can say you've recruited well, but if you're not good up front physically, I don't care what league you play in, you're going to struggle. And that's what we're seeing with Tony Elliott and that Clemson offense. Unfortunately, there's nowhere to turn once you get to the season. And, you know, you can say, well, DJ looks, you know, tentative, he looks this. But if you don't have a good offensive line, I don't care who you put back there. They're not going to play well. And I was surprised at the receiving core not being better this year. Now, and I'm not going to call out any one guy, but I'm going to say the whole group. I thought that was going to be a better group for them. But partially, if the quarterback can't get protected, doesn't have time, or doesn't feel comfortable, then you can see where that's leading them. I'll say this, their defense plays really well. And if they win that game against Pitt, it's going to come on the heels of that defense. Brent Venables has been playing some really, really good football. And, you know, they've got guys like Skalski and, you know, some Baylen Specter, some of the names that you've seen for a while that are now graduating, and then some of these young freshmen that they're incorporating in there that play some really good football as well.
Two big jobs open, Buck, Southern Cal and LSU. Those are monster jobs if handled right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? It's just a really interesting thing with LSU, kind of seeing that how they struggled at the end of last year and then came into this year, and then just how that folded. But also thinking about when you look at it from the standpoint of just all, you know, everything that was happening, and you win a national championship, those guys leave, you lose a lot of players. I mean, you can see those guys playing on Sunday now, whether it's Jamar Chase or Joe Burrow, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And then it didn't get better, right? They couldn't run the football. UCLA exposed some things, even though UCLA is, you know, they're starting to look a little bit better, but we'll see against Oregon this week. But when you're an LSU team that can't run the football, then you have all those off-the-field problems. It made it easy for them to find a way to say, okay, let's go have a conversation with Coach O and make that move. And that now USC is open. You know, that's going to be – all the coaches that you think of that everybody says, oh, you don't go talk to Chris Peterson. Well, you know, he's going to get a call first and foremost because he's on that Fox set every week, and those guys there are definitely try to kind of connect with them. But it's all the other coaches that we hear every single year, whether it's James Franklin, whether it's Campbell out of Iowa State. I mean, pick you know, is it Lincoln Riley? I know the Oklahoma Sooner fan base doesn't want to hear that. Is it Mel Tucker, who's doing a great job at Michigan State? There's a lot of names of guys that have built programs, and will they want to take on either one of those two programs that have a lot of, you know, have a lot of money, and both have a lot of eyes on them, so to speak. So I'm interested to see how that plays out when the coaching search really gets heated up.
Buck, are you traveling or are you home this weekend?
Home this weekend. I have Boston College and at Syracuse next weekend.
All right, Buck. See you next week, sir. Appreciate it very much.
All right, man. Take care.
Charles Arbuckle with us, and he is outstanding. That's every Tuesday. And appreciate the questions from the audience there. Lot to cover. Top of the hour, Gator Dave. Now, couple things. Is Florida needing to change quarterbacks? Anthony Richardson once again provided a spark for them. Now, they put up 42 points. I don't want to stress too much. The Todd Grantham side of the ball is the bigger issue that Florida has right now. Everybody confirms that. Everybody agrees with it. I think that is a solid opinion. I don't disagree with it at all. But the quarterback situation, is that something that they need to address, or is it going well enough the way they're allocating the reps as we're sitting here? That's something I will bring up for sure with Gator Dave when he checks in. And a little later, Griff will be with us. That's about 20 minutes into hour number three. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, a note about Clemson and their struggles. One of the starters from game one against Georgia. No, it says of these starters, sorry. From game one against Georgia. Only 5 offensive and 5 defensive starters remain. They've had cluster injuries, especially on offense. And that's one of the reasons Clemson has been slowed down this year. We take for granted the chalk. And the chalk is a choice, just few teams, just a very small. Remember, we have a chalky 5 usually. I don't even know. I don't think we even have a chalky 5 right now. I don't know if there are 5 teams that belong. But when one of them becomes mediocre like Clemson is playing for us right now, it's shocking. It's real, but it's still shocking. All right, we'll get the break. Gator Dave, top of the hour, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Give yourself a little bit of extra time as we watch traffic build out of Rutherford County on 24. As you come up through the Hickory Hollow area, all the traffic flow passing Bell Road, it's still moving I-40 through Hickman County into Dixon County. Just watch your speed. That wreck did have some injuries on the west side, 4200 block of Harding Pike. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
A trip to the World Series is on the line as the Braves and Dodgers battle it out in the 2021 National League Championship Series.
Swinging a deep drive to right field. Tie game! Home run, Jock Peterson!
Today, after winning the first two games in Atlanta, the Braves roll into Dodger Stadium for a huge Game 3 of the NLCS.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 3:50 on your home for the Braves postseason, Nashville Sports Radio.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Every Tuesday. I tell you, I think that Tennessee is progressing well. Had a chance in the Ole Miss game. Oh, another note. Ole Miss Evie hit me up right before the Ole Miss-Tennessee game. And Tennessee actually had been bet into a situation where they were about a one-point favorite. It started Ole Miss -4. Got all the way to Tennessee -1. Believe it or not. Now, going to have to pull off a game that you're going to be an underdog against, and it can't be Georgia or Alabama. I know what Griff told us last week, that he's not going to discount Tennessee against Alabama. Tennessee has zero shot, y'all, against Alabama. Zero. Not just a small lottery possibility. Zero shot, okay? And again, I like the way things are progressing under Josh Heupel in year one. Zero shot. They've got zero shot against Georgia. So to get up over 6 wins or so, maybe to 7, you'd have to pull off an Ole Miss game, a Kentucky game. They're going to be a solid underdog against Kentucky. Going to have to pull off one of those games. You've already not pulled off the Ole Miss game. Had a shot there, but you couldn't pull it off. And you've got two that are absolute no-goes. That would be Alabama and Georgia. Those are 0% shots to upset the world there. No shot at all. Griff, a little later, probably will try and sell you different. I don't know. Maybe he'll change his mind on that one. I'm telling you, the percentage is zero in those games. Absolutely zippo zero with them
in those two matchups. The rosters, the overwhelming advantages that those teams have in players will not allow any given day.
Jim Wilco down in Boca says, good morning. My fellow Gators calling for Danny's head seems a bit knee-jerky. 3-1 possession SEC losses is not exactly the wheels falling off, Bill. It's not like we lost to Jacksonville State. More importantly, Bill, what's the option as the replacement? Hashtag let's go, y'all. That's right. I like that. That's a hashtag we're going to grow. Hashtag LGY. Let's grow that one. Look, whatever anybody says, fans or media or whoever, they're not going to run off Dan Mullen this year. I don't care what the defense, if the defense starts giving up 60 a game, they're not running off Mullen. That is not a thing. Now, another year of this, and then we probably have a better conversation, a more realistic conversation. That ain't happening, y'all. If you want to waste oxygen on that one, go ahead. That's your business. That's not happening. Julia in Atlanta. Bill, Bama pounds Stark Vegas, then gets on the bus and is home in an hour. Do you see them giving that up to fly to Gainesville and Lexington to accommodate Texas and the Okies? I don't think so. He says, ask Landry, but I wanted your opinion. I'm not sure. You're talking about, okay. So you're talking about when they join the league. I don't really know how that's going to look. And frankly, I haven't spent any time on it. I've seen people speculate on how the SEC will be divvied up whenever they get to this league, the SEC, but I don't really know if it's just going to be a clear, they both go into the West and a team or two goes to the East, or if they break it up into pods, or I really don't know. But you know what? Remind me, and I'll bookmark this. I will ask Chris what he thinks about it when we get him in here Thursday. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, yes, Tennessee fans shouldn't be throwing crap, but media acting like somebody got shot and it's a tragedy. Spare me the outrage, Bill. Yeah, I mean, I don't get the whole trashing your field thing. I just don't. Now, again, is it just a few that did this? I don't know who all did what. I was too busy trying to figure out the ball game. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Tennessee's chances of beating Alabama is 0.0. Correct. That is correct. I give them no shot. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, tell Jim Wilco that Florida State did lose to Jacksonville State, but we were not talking about being in the playoffs this year like the Gators. Three losses, but you played Bama tough. And he says, plus Boca sucks. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Boca's pretty nice. Now, I don't live down there every day, so I couldn't. I don't have the real estate memorized like you guys who live down there. And I always thought Boca, West Palm, Jupiter. I always thought all those were nice. So now we've got city on city down there. South Florida on the show right now.
Top of the hour, Gator Dave will be with us. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Give yourself a little bit of extra time as we watch traffic build out of Rutherford County on 24. As you come up through the Hickory Hollow area, all that traffic flow passing Bell Road, it's still moving I-40 through Hickman County into Dixon County. Just watch your speed. That wreck did have some injuries on the west side, 4200 block of Harding Pike. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
Thursday night football, the Denver Broncos on the road to face the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are favored by 3.5 points. Denver plus 153 on the money line. Cleveland minus 173 with an over-under of 42.5. College football coming up Saturday. Tennessee on the road to face Alabama. The Crimson Tide are favored by 24.5 points with an over-under of 67. The Vanderbilt Commodores hosting Mississippi State in Nashville. Bulldogs are favored by 20.5 points with an over-under of 50.5. For VSiN.com, I'm Tony Desiri, Nashville Sports Radio.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text TIGER to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text TIGER to 321-321 right now. Text TIGER to 321-321. That's TIGER to 321-321.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs around 74. For tonight, partly cloudy, 50 degrees is the low. Wednesday, sunshine, high 77. Wednesday night, slight chance of showers, cloudy, otherwise low 62. Thursday, sunshine, high 76. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
We are less than 2 months. Or are we? It's about 2 months. Yeah. Is it 2 months from tomorrow? Might be. Haven't looked at the calendar that clearly yet, but commitments coming up. I've already had several of you say you've booked your flights. Perry Mason's also coming up from down in Florida. Allen is already confirmed. John out in Los Angeles, he's got his flights. Now, let me remind you again, I do not have that link for you yet for the hotel, so do not call the Omni and schedule your room or ask about the commitments rate or anything. Let me get a link. The only way to do that without confusion is to click a link. And I do not have that link for you yet. I will. I just trust me, I will have that for you. Excuse me, the voice there. Arrive on the 14th, and we'll have a get-together up in one of the suites up top. Everybody is invited. You all are invited. Everybody. Love to have you. And then the next morning, we'll do you a five-hour show. Yeah, not three. We'll do you a five-hour show. Now, that show is not a big recruiting show. That show is a celebration of the audience show. Now, we may get into some of it, but recruiting. But that's not about everybody's list, okay? I'm assuming you folks, if you're that into it, which I know you are, you probably already know what's coming. That's not the day. That's not open presents day. That's a celebratory get-together with everybody, is what that is. That's what that's meant to be. That's not meant to be, here's everybody's long list. Take a look. Here's what I wanted for Christmas. Sam Dog checking in. Big Georgia fan. Says, Bill, when Texas and OU come into the SEC, I don't think it's the first game or two. It'll be perhaps the third, fourth, or fifth game of that SEC grind, and that will tell the tale. Lake Norman Buckeye over North Carolina. Bill, heard a rumor that SEC may experiment to try the pod scheduling includes a conference semifinals and conference championship game. Well, my only worry about that is we're going to expand the playoffs. Don't worry about everybody bickering over this because the leagues are infighting. Don't worry about that part. They are going to expand. Might not be as rapidly as we perhaps thought because of sophomoric bickering. That's what we're getting. Kindergarten level, I make the rules in this kickball game, and if we don't go by my rules, I'm taking my wagon and my ball, and I'm going home. That's what's going on in college football right now regarding the playoffs. They are going to expand, though. This will happen. And when they do, I don't think you can have a semifinal game. You're playing a million games by doing that. I just don't think that's possible. I'd be shocked to see that. And the other thing is the SEC is convinced we're going to be the league that has the most teams in the playoffs. We're not going to add additional games. I wouldn't think. You're talking about beating up a roster. That's a good way to beat up your roster. Jim Wilco and Boca Bill. Let Jim and Jupiter know that I sincerely understand why fans of the fading Florida State football program are cranky. Also, I love Jupiter. Jupiter's pretty good. Rock Westfold up in Wisconsin. Bill, which Waffle House serves as Grantham's office and film room? I don't know. I haven't been in a Waffle House in centuries. And I don't recall ever being in one where I saw Todd Grantham. I've been in the Buttsmere building at the University of Georgia interviewing Todd Grantham and Mark Richt and players. I've done that. Mike Bobo. Yep. I've done all that. But I don't recall being in a Waffle House with him. Jeff in the Borough, welcome in.
What's going on, Bill?
Where you been? What's up?
Well, I tried to call Bill, but 8 to 9 o'clock hour now is sponsored by Jack Dorsey. You know who Jack Dorsey is?
No.
He's the guy that founded Twitter.
That's I do know who that is. Yes.
And then somebody had Landry on yesterday. I guess LSU's a big job, isn't it? So, you know, that I understand that, though, so it's no big deal. But the Kentucky-Georgia game, I thought they played pretty well. Played it pretty close. They played him a scoreless first quarter, which is what Clemson did. It's 14-7 at half. If we could have stopped them that first drive, who knows? But, you know, they went down there and did what they're supposed to do, which is lose. So, you know, we're still 6-1.
I told you not to take the trip. You wouldn't listen to me.
Well, I guess Georgia and Florida should play this.
Yeah, nice job by Stoops there getting the back door cover. Did he have money on this plus the 22 and a half?
We wanted to score, but we're fine.
Wouldn't that kind of be a conflict of interest?
Well, one final thing, Bill. I'm still trying to figure out how Kirby keeps talking good about us. I don't know if Georgia Dog is paying Kirby or Griff is, or maybe Herschel Walker is.
Oh, Jeff, so sad, the music. Oh, God, so sad. Sorry about that. What happened? Who turned that? Patton, did you turn that music on early? There's a conspiracy here somewhere. No way he got kicked off there. There's no way he got kicked off that fast. I can't believe that. Oh, my God. Nice, innocent Jeff in the Burrow just trying to opine. He gets booted right off, right there. Darn it. Jack Dorsey. What did that, by the way, what did that mean? I don't even understand the connection there. All right, Gator Dave's coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.